Listening Comprehension, Part 2. You will hear a radio interview. First, you will have 1 minute to read the introduction and the items. Then you will hear the interview. You will hear the interview only once. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have 1 minute to read the items.
Welcome, listeners. Today, we're talking about volunteering. Personally, I think it's wonderful that there are so many volunteers willing to donate some of their free time to a good cause, without any financial compensation. They work in many different settings, such as nursing homes, soup kitchens, and shelters. My guest today is Ryan Anderson, who has been doing volunteer work since high school. Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks, Megan.
Ryan, can you tell us what inspired you to become a volunteer in the first place?
Well, until I was 16, my life was pretty close to perfect. I was one of the top basketball players in high school, dreaming of a professional career in sports. The turning point was a serious car accident which shattered my dream in an instant. I had a broken leg and hip and spent a year learning to walk again. That was a really difficult time for me, as you can imagine. But I got so much support from so many different people, even people I hardly knew. It just blew me away. And, you know, when you've experienced so much kindness, it just makes sense to give back.
Wow, that's great motivation, Ryan. Now, you decided to volunteer in an animal shelter. Why, if I may ask you a rather direct question, why are you working to help animals instead of people? Shouldn't people come first?
My objective is to help those who can't help themselves. We should strive to make life better for all beings. The sad truth is that you can't help everyone, so you've got to make choices. As for me, the fact that I got involved in animal welfare was due to coincidence more than anything. I could also have seen myself in a nursing home or shelter for the homeless.
So, how did you get involved?
Actually, my next-door neighbour used to be the manager of the local animal shelter. One day, she asked me if I could help her renovate the cat house, which was, as she said, a catastrophe. She wasn't exaggerating. The cat house was in a bad shape, and I was pretty good at fixing things. So I just grabbed my tools and got busy. That's how it all started.
And then you decided to stick around?
Yes. I started stopping by occasionally and soon realised that there was always something to do. Playing with the animals and taking them out for walks was great fun, of course. But I didn't mind doing the less glamorous tasks either. Preparing food, sweeping and mopping the floors, washing blankets, even office work, which is something I don't normally like very much.
How many volunteers work at the shelter?
Today, it's mainly a group of 8 very committed people. who help out several times a week on a regular basis. They are willing to invest a lot of time and are very reliable. In addition, there are a number of volunteers who cannot commit to certain hours and certain days, or have less time to give. They may only pop in for a couple of hours a week, but any kind of help is much appreciated.
Isn't volunteering also a good way to meet people with similar interests and values?
Absolutely. I've made some great friends working at the shelter. And guess what? I even met my girlfriend there, Zoe. She started volunteering about 2 years ago. After she dropped out of law school, she went through a few months of trying to find her place. However, sitting around at home just wasn't her kind of thing. She got tired of having nothing to do. So one day, she showed up at the shelter and asked if she could help.
And you hit it off immediately and have been together ever since.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
When we were talking earlier today, you mentioned someone else you met.
Oh, yes. That was Jake. He was 18 when I met him, but wasn't very approachable because he kept himself to himself. At the end of the day, he'd sometimes stick around and draw the animals. He never showed his drawings to anyone, probably because he lacked the confidence. But one day, he left them behind on the table. That's when I discovered what an incredible artist he was. I suggested framing some of his drawings and hanging them on the walls so people could see them. He was very reluctant at first.
But you managed to talk him into it.
Yes. After a while, he agreed to give it a try, and the response was amazing. Everyone who walked in admired the drawings. Many people asked to buy some of them, or wanted Jake to draw their pets. All this positive feedback helped him gain confidence in what he was doing. He made up his mind to go to art school and was accepted into one of the country's finest on his first try.
Imagine that. So you actually help people too, not just animals.
In this case, I suppose I did.
Do you think everybody should volunteer?
That would be fantastic, of course, but there shouldn't be any kind of moral obligation. The core principle of volunteering is that it's done freely. Also, I believe that people are not always capable of doing volunteer work. For example, when you're going through some tough times in your personal life, your attention is likely to be focused elsewhere. You may have to take care of yourself first before you can help others, at least for a while.
Yes, that makes sense. Before we wrap up, let me ask you one final question about the shelter animals. Do you just help them get adopted, or have you adopted any yourself?
Many of the animals have grown close to my heart, and I'd love to adopt a dog or cat. Unfortunately, my current landlord doesn't allow pets, so I'm planning to move into a new home where pets are not a problem. I recently found a great place.
Sounds promising. Thank you, Ryan, and good luck for your move.
Now you'll have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension Part 2.